Well, what I know is, what Aina said before is that Dr. Juan Felipe is who will answer your questions. Okay, but you said that the vegetation in the soil area was. Mm-hmm. Well.
También hay fauna indicadora de sol y sosos. Si no les mexicanos, le dicen que su hábitat típico es en las áreas con sol y sosos. Entonces, en ese sentido, puede ser indicador de que hay eso.
Y
eso sí
se
es
la
Okay, and continuing this same theme in the state of San Luis Potosí down in Mexico, the cartography of the gypsum soils.
Thank you. Well, yeah, this is very related to your questions. We have some slides that are indicator plants of gypsum soils. Well, we can see here the area of gypsum soils in Mexico, mainly in the San Luis Potosí, in the central part of Mexico, known as the high plains areas of Mexico. Well, mainly, as I said before, is the gypsy xerosols, or this type of soils in Mexico. Oops, sorry. There you go. Well, according to the physical phase, the petrogypsic phase is the dominant phase in the soils. Related to the geology, here we can see at the north part gypsum sediments, according to Garcia, and at the south, gypsum and limestone. Well, the objective of this part of the study was to highlight the location and extent of the gypsum lands in the regions, the Altiplano and Zona Media of San Luis Potosí. Well, this is the same slides on the previous talk. The Altiplano region and the Zona Media in the San Luis Potosí state. Well, how we did the methodology, we did in two parts. First, the delimitation of the probable gypsum area, and then map verifications using fieldwork and laboratory analysis. Well, the delimitation consisted of mainly four parts. Cartographic information, we got information from soil, geology, and vegetation maps. Also, some literature related to gypsum-rich soils, and a lot of field work. Also, we used aerial photographs and espaciomapas. These espaciomapas is a term coined by INEGI, that is, here is the meaning of this espaciomapas. Landsat 5 thematic mapper images in red, green, blue, 432 composition, printed at a scale of 1 to 250,000. Well, this is after done, we did these four parts, we found this probable gypsum area. And we continuing with the other part of the study, which was the map verification. I'm going to show you which what we did for map verification at the field. We are not going to show the laboratory analysis, but I'm going to highlight the field work. And here are the gypsies planted that we uses as a, we used as indicators of gypsies soils. For example, Muhlenbergia, both the Lowa Chassay, Flaveria, Dahlia filiformis, well, several species of the genus Flaveria. Well, what's one of the indicators for the gypsy soils? We use another, for example, some activity of the fauna. Gypsy soil deposits are on the surface, which were deposited by ants. You can see here. Bringing the gypsum to the surface by the fauna, by ants in this case, or by moles in this other case. Also, some uses of gypsum for the people, for the local people of that regions, they call these blocks as quarton, that they use for building houses. Also, activity for mining, where some areas that have a very high percentage of gypsum. It's higher than 90%, right? Juan Felipe, is más del 90% de estos suelos. Okay, higher than 90% of gypsum in these soils, and they use for industrial uses. Also, another indicator is the prairie dog, which is endemic of the gypsum soils in this part of Mexico. Well, with these indicators and this plus laboratory analysis, we got the final gypsy area, and we divided in two phases: gypsum, deep gypsum, and shallow gypsum, where the threshold for these two phases was at the 50 centimeters depth, where at what depth the gypsum starts. Well, we can see here the gypsum area for the altiplano and zona media, and the shallow gypsum is dominant in both regions. Also, we can see that the zona media has, in total, has a higher area or greater area of gypsum soils. According to INEGI, the soils dominant is the gypsum xerosols. For the altiplano, but also for the zona media, the main, the dominant soil is gypsy xerosol. Well, here we can see, and is what we can, we want to emphasize, is some areas previously considered as gypsy or gypsies. We determined, we concluded that they are not gypsies area. Like these parts, that is considered as gypsy xerosols. According with our results, they are not gypsies. And another part that they didn't consider as gypsies, we determined that they actually they are gypsies. In for that areas that the INEGI considered that this was not gypsies. Well, the considered gypsies, but we didn't get the conclusion that they were gypsies. These are the type soils, gypsy xerosols, with a chemical phase of saline sodic, mainly. And when the secondary soil was gypsies, it's mainly aplic xerosols. Well, there was another source of literature that also has we consider mistakes in the classification or in the determination of gypsy soils. Also, some areas that they considered as gypsies that we concluded that they are not gypsies, and another areas that we consider that they are gypsies. And for this source of literature, also the dominant soil is gypsy xerosol with the chemical phase saline sodic, and the physical phase is petrogypsic, the dominant phase. Well, this is only the in the map the previous information. Well, for that areas that we consider or we concluded that they are gypsies, Inegi reported as on another type of soils like calcic xerosols, orthic solonchaks, or calcic castanosems mainly. For the zona media and for the altiplano, as orthic solonchak, haplic xerosols, or calcic xerosols. Well, continuing with the results, according with the density of needed observation, according to Porta et al., the resulting maps, or the maps that we got, can be considered of scales 1 to 175,000, with a tolerance of the position of the boundaries from 100 to 200 meters. The important information here also is that we divided or discriminated between areas with shallow gypsum or deep gypsum, according with the position of the gypsous horizon. Some information for the verification sites is that for the zona media, this is the pH in ratio, soil to water ratio of 1 to 5. And for the zona media, the pH is higher than for dark soils of the altiplano. The values of the electrical conductivity also shows that the soils from the zona media have higher values than for the soils of the altiplano. Well, with the conclusions, we can say that the distinction between deep gypsum and shallow gypsum is very useful for planning the management of these soils. And the maps that we got can be used as a reference for another studies, more specific studies, that with the purpose of evaluating the land suitability for production or environmental purposes. So the cartography of these gypsum soils was updated. And also we can say that the field and laboratory work allowed us to find, as I said, gypsum areas not considered in previous studies and other areas mistakenly reported as gypsum. Well, some of the characteristics of these soils, almost half of the gypsum soils reported has no salinity problems, and the rest of the area shows moderate to strong salinity or sodicity. Finally, the saline and sodic soils are more extensive in the altiplano, and in the zona media, the predominant soils are sodic. I think it's all of this. Okay. Well, this is all. Thank you.
Is there one question? Dr. Hudnall?
How thick is the gypsum once you hit the gypsum? How thick is the gypsum before you hit something else?
Oh, can you help us?
¿De dónde se originó?